This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Friend of the show, Aaron Ladd, will be on in about 40 minutes or so. Really happy to have him join us on the show coming up in just a bit. All right. There is a lot of football news to get to. Let's start with the biggest football story this week, which is there was a meeting to determine the future of the Tush Push. Oh, arguments were had. Jason Kelce was there. Some people argued for it. Some people argued against it. But ultimately, it did not pass. Here's the latest from NFL.com.
Tush Push survives at least another season. NFL owners denying the Packers' proposal to ban the Tush Push. A final tally of 22-10, which, as Ian Rappaport points out, was the Eagles' score over the Packers in the wild card round of the playoffs this season, the divisional round, excuse me. And the Eagles, with their chests out, saying, push on, tweeting that out just moments ago. Jalen Hurts over center against those Green Bay Packers.
So these are the teams that voted against the ban of the Tush Push. Obviously, the Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jaguars, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, and Titans. Those were the teams that voted to keep the Tush Push. Now, I'm a little bit surprised that a couple of teams, Kansas City publicly has been very pro-Tush Push. I'm a little surprised that they voted against it. Pittsburgh was also another team that was pretty publicly. The Texans were another team pretty publicly that were pro-Tush Push. At least the coaches were. Now, who knows what happens behind the scenes? It doesn't really matter at this point. You are going to be able to do it for this upcoming season. Couple of things. I think we all can identify that this is the last season of the Tush Push. If they only need two more votes to get this thing passed, then they are in the red zone, so to speak. And another year of Jalen Hurts having 7 rushing touchdowns, another year of the Eagles run this play on first down, and then you stop it, and then they run it again on second down. It is going to make one of these teams or a handful of these teams rage quit and ultimately vote against the Tush Push. I told you guys this in the past. I'll repeat it again here. I don't know why the Eagles are not more interested in trying to find some form of a compromise with this play. I'm not against the Tush Push. I actually would have voted against banning it. Figure out a way to stop it. And it's obviously not impossible to stop. I mean, I just saw the AFC Championship game. I saw a team run it 5 times and they failed on 3 of those times. So it's not like every team that decides to run this play. No, what they're mad about is one team is better at it than everybody else. And to me, that's not enough information to want to ban the play. You can't prove to me that this play is unsafe, that it's harmful for the players, not any more than any of the other plays that they run. So to me, the feeling and sentiment behind why you would want to ban this play, it feels petty. It feels spiteful. But they got 22 of the possible votes. They needed 24. So over half the league doesn't think you should run this play anymore. They just didn't get the 75% that they need. If I'm the Eagles, I try to reach a peace offering and a compromise. You can run this play only in the red zone and on fourth down. On fourth down. If it's first and goal from the 3-yard line, run a real play. Call a play for Saquon Barkley. Throw it to A.J. Brown. Run an end around and a jet sweep to Devontae Smith. Throw it to Dallas Goedert. I don't care what you do. You just can't run this play. I mean, we change rules and find exemptions for things all the time. This is a very simple compromise, especially because one team, at least in running this play, has an overwhelming advantage. I don't have a problem with the tush push. I really don't have a problem with it. Yes, it is overpowered for one team. But why are we penalizing the Eagles for being better at something than everybody else is? That's not the spirit of competition. The spirit of competition is figuring out a way to stop it, or you run it and get better at it yourself. But no, you don't want to do that, huh? Buffalo ran that play as much as anybody in the league not named Philadelphia. Now they're against it. I'm guessing that Buffalo's going to run the tush push next year. If you're really against it and think that it's unsafe, then only one team in the league should run it. But we know that's not going to be the case. Hypocrites they are, I tell you. Hypocrites. Here's Mad Dog Christopher Russo. He hates the play.
Mad Dog, you good with this?
Oh, and I'm surprised because I know Goodell doesn't like the play. I hate the play. I don't like the play at all. It looks like rugby. It's difficult to ascertain where the progress is, the forward progress is stopped. I hate the play. And I'm not anti-Philadelphia because I know they're not the only team that does it. I can't stand it. I don't think it's part of football. I can't stand to play. Hate it. And I'm surprised it passed. I have to admit, I'm surprised.
That was Christopher Mad Dog Russo on First Take. I don't have a problem with the tush push. I mean, I understand why people dislike the play. Like, part of sports is the surprise, the element of surprise. The Eagles offense, at times, it's not very surprising. I know exactly what they're about to do. But again, I don't think the rules need to be, hey, you guys are really good at something, so let's now say that you can't do it. No. Everybody in the league has the ability to run the same play the same kind of way. One team has developed it, and they're just simply better at it than everybody else. I don't think that is the framework for you to eliminate the play. I don't think that's fair to do of you. Obviously, there were enough teams that disagreed, and the tush push is going to be in what feels like it is going to be its final season in the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.